In 2019, how often do you see someone listening to their music in physical forms? Not often, right? That probably explains why in 2018, music streaming accounted for 75% of music revenue produced. However, for the 13th consecutive year, we have seen an increase in one particular area. That would be the sale of vinyl records, or LPs for short. This is interesting given that vinyl may be the least convenient form of music. So why are more millennials taking the time to go purchase vinyl? Brian Galecki, the owner of Dumb Records located in downtown Springfield, gives us his answer.
I think like with the digital age, like of course we all know that MP3s made a rise, like when we hit the 2000s, I guess, is when they started coming out with MP3 players and all that. So like that led to maybe the decline of CDs, and maybe the decline of music in physical formats in general. And then you started to see it come back a little bit, because I think that there's a lot of value to being able to physically hold music or like a release, you know? So like we're seeing bands constantly like touring, you know, like they have to be able to sell something, you know, like t-shirts, CDs, records. Right. So it only makes sense that with the decline of CDs and the rise of MP3s that they just go back to selling records, I feel like, because it's kind of the ultimate physical format of music.
After one conversation with Mark Kessler, the owner of Recycled Records, also located in downtown Springfield, I can see that he certainly agrees that the quality of vinyl was unmatched.
Yeah, well, I think vinyl sounds a lot better than digital. If you're old like me, you can actually look at the covers and the pictures and read them instead of trying to read minute print on a CD.
Right.
And I don't think digital, it doesn't sound as good. It sounds much warmer.
Much warmer.
Yeah, I do. I don't think it's even close. As a matter of fact, I've gone from back to a tube receiver at home, and it sounds better with that also.
I was able to catch up with a customer after they had just purchased a copy of Lush by Snail Mail, and when asked why they still purchase vinyl, this was their answer.
I mean, I grew up like in the 90s, so I always saw like our parents rocking vinyl, and then even CDs and tapes were awesome because you could actually read the lyrics,
right.
Like the artwork, you could get into it, like immerse yourself in it. And vinyl, there's no pause, there's no skip. You gotta listen to it all the way through.
Oh, no skipping a track.
No skipping that track. Listen to it all the way through like they want you to.
Also, there are millennials that believe that going to a record store can be seen as an experience within itself.
I think there's something to be said about the experience of just going into a record store and looking through the bins, you know, looking through everything. You can't get that with online.
Also, I discover new music by going to record stores, looking through records and all that. So I think there's a lot of value to all of that, really.
Well, you heard it here. Vinyl is certainly back and doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So pop into your local record store and see what type of gems you come across. This is as great a time as any to be talking about this, given that Record Store Day is this month. This is the day where all of your local record stores are stocked with exclusive inventory. This is Brandon Smith, WUIS, signing out.